Update from Vote Leave, Take Control, 24th of March. Campaign news. Safer choice to vote Leave. We send £350 million a week to the EU, enough to build a new hospital every week. We get 250,000 migrants a year. It's out of control and damages the NHS. It's safer to take back control and spend our money on our priorities. Imagine if we vote Leave in 92 days' time. We can take back control of our security services and police from the EU courts. Ex-MI6 boss says UK safer if we vote Leave. Sir Richard Dearlove, the former head of MI6, yesterday made clear that our national security will be enhanced if we vote Leave. Sir Richard, one of the most respected security intelligence figures in the UK, states that leaving the EU will allow us to take back control of our borders and give us the power to deport dangerous criminals and suspect terrorists. Writing in Prospect magazine, the former spy chief explains that the EU is not trusted with the most important intelligence material as other member states leak information like a colander. He goes on to say that Brussels, in fact, has little or nothing to do with how counter-terrorism and counter-espionage is conducted. Importantly, Sir Richard notes that the UK is Europe's leader in intelligence and security matters, and that the EU would certainly continue to work with us after we vote Leave. He also stresses that the most important defence interests lie with NATO and bilateral relationships, not with the EU. Sir Richard's comments were also echoed last night by the Defence Minister, Penny Mordaunt, who said the UK is unable to share the intelligence we need to keep us safe as a member of the EU, and criticised the constraints that are being placed on our defence and security services, so we don't have the freedom of operation that we need. Don't listen to scare stories of the In campaign. It is clear that the safer choice is to take back control and vote Leave on the 23rd of June. More scaremongering from the In campaign. Today, the government is claiming that energy prices will rise if we leave the EU. Energy Secretary Amber Rudd gave a car crash interview this morning in which she suggested that if Britain left the EU, our energy markets would be at risk of attack from Russia and tsunamis. The In campaign have so little confidence in David Cameron's renegotiation that they're resorting to unfounded scare stories to try to persuade people to stay in the EU at any cost. The reality is that EU red tape has forced up the cost of energy. Energy regulation from Brussels is due to cost the UK between £86.6 billion and £93.2 billion, while EU law forces the government to charge VAT on energy bills. After we vote Leave, we can take back control of our energy policy and lower costs to consumers. Data inputters needed thanks to your fantastic support. Over the last few weeks, we've been overwhelmed by the support we've received up and down the country. Take Control Day was a great example of thousands of people coming together to share the positive vision of life outside the EU. Such is the level of support and new people signing up to join the campaign that we need some help putting all the new information into our database. If you can spare any time, even if it's just an hour a week, to come into the campaign headquarters in Lambeth, please let us know by emailing supporters@voteleave.uk.